You should see me in a crowd. I'm kinda when there's nothing to do. Watch me talk about one by one by one. One by one by. You should see me in a crowd. Yes, my new obsession. You should see me in a crown. You should. It's on IGTV right now if you want to see me in a crown. But the topic today is the crown and how it's a great touchstone for women to use to remind themselves of being in their right power as a woman, to running their little nation, their household, their business, their career, whatever it is, with wisdom of a queen who has counsel and research and all of these tools around for her to make good, strong decisions. A princess is playful and fun and likes to just party. Nothing wrong with that. There's a time and a place for that. This is the reason why I have several crowns, because I have a queen crown and I have a princess crown, and I do put them both on at different times. Because sometimes I need that physical reminder of what that energy is. That playful princess energy is something that we don't always recognize as adults. It is so easy to go into that drama queen category. And so we believe that by acting like a queen, you're being dramatic. And that's just a misinterpretation of what the power of a queen is. And standing in that composure. It's not even regalness necessarily. It's the composure. It's the wisdom and the thoughtfulness and making mindful decisions based on all of your tools that you have access to. And then we have the pampered princess idea. And the pampered princess is just like, oh, go relax, go have massages, get pedicures. You know, it's all that playfulness. And that has a place, and you should do some of those things if they're enjoyable to you. But it shouldn't come with a price tag of saying that you're being pampered in a negative way, as it's often titled by calling it a pampered princess, by calling you a pampered princess. It's crazy that we have to put a connotation to queen with drama and pampered princess with an attitude. Pampered is a great word, and we should be pampered once in a while. Maybe all the time we should be pampered. I haven't decided yet. If you've decided, message me and let me know what your thoughts are on being pampered. But it shouldn't have negative connotations. It should just be what it is. So I like to put on the crown when I'm having a really rough day focusing, because it physically reminds me that I have a team that I can touch base with who's going to help me figure out what it is that I need to do to make a difference in this world, to make an impact. Because to do anything in this world, we need other people. We're humans. We're actually pack animals. We're meant to interact. Even the introverts. Yes, you introverts. I know you well. My mother is an introvert. My son is an introvert. It apparently skips generations in my family. You're meant to interact with people just on your level. There's a level of socialism in you. Maybe that's the wrong word. But there's a level of being social that's inside of you. And unfortunately, we're toting, again, vocabulary that defines you in negative ways that shouldn't exist. So you're quiet and you don't like large groups, and you might even spout the words, I hate people, on a regular basis. People are stupid. I've heard these lines often, but I also hear loving lines from these same people that they care about their friends, they care about their family, they care about the world at its greater level. It's just something has triggered them, and that awareness is important to address. And sometimes that awareness requires physical or tangible item that's a touchstone. It's a reason for that term, touchstone. And it is that thing that brings you back to something, brings you back to the reminder of what it is so that way you can dive in and get to you, get to the core of you and express that instead of bury it into that vocabulary of extrovert or introvert, drama queen or pampered princess. All a bunch of labels there to define you. Easy to put on. Easy as putting on a crown that you can buy on Amazon too. But they're disempowering. And the power, of course, is always in you. You do not need to be empowered from somewhere else, but you need something that reminds you that you have power. Let's keep the conversation going. Send me some messages and let's talk tomorrow about the crown some more. Thanks for listening, and you guys have a wonderful day. What's been think about
one ride. The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.